hits a Monday, and I don't really even know what to tell you about with the weather. Man, for a while yesterday, it was absolutely gorgeous. Warmed up into the 40s, the sun was out, and then the hailstorm came through, kind of a hail and snow and a little bit of everything. And then later last night, it snowed a little, and then overnight, it snowed some more. In fact, a winter weather advisory is in effect till about 10 o'clock today. Some areas around are going to get another 1 to 3 inches of snow. Everything from Deer Park to Chewila to Colville, Kettle Falls, Northport. Slippery roads, some areas. You want to take it easy. In fact, winter weather is here because the Onion Creek School, they are running a late start today. Late start today for the Onion Creek School, the main road routes only. Plus, there is no preschool. That's the word from the folks at the Onion Creek Schools.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
23 years. That's a long time for anything to be going on. It's time for the 23rd annual Gem and Mineral Show later this week. Here's more about that.
My name is Sheila Stratton, and I'm a member of Panorama Gem and Mineral Club. What's coming up is our annual Gem and Mineral Show, and it's going to be on March 8th and 9th at Colville Ag and Trade Center. It will be Friday at 9 to 6 and Saturday at 9 to 5. Our members put out these display cases, and they display all kinds of interesting rocks, information about rocks, and then we also have vendors. And they sell all kinds, from jewelry, rock specimens. They sell all kinds of stuff. So that's always fun, too, to see what they have for sale. We have gold panning. We have door prize every hour. So when you come in and you get your ticket, then you hold on to it and see if your number is called. And then at the end of the show, we have a grand prize, which is something really, really nice, a beautiful big rock. And then we have games. We have food that's going to be provided by the Colville Grange. We have in one of our rooms a black light tunnel where you can go in and see what the rocks look like under the black light, and it's amazing. The different colors in them and everything that the black light brings out. Some of the vendors, people sell beautiful jewelry. It's good prices, too. You'll get it at a lot less price than if you go to a jewelry store or other places. And we have demonstrations on how to do things. And it's a very educational to bring your children to this. And I forgot to mention, when the children come in, they're given a treasure hunt map. And they go and they fill out their treasure, little treasure booklet, and then they take it to the booth towards the back and they get a free prize. So the whole time it's learning, and that is always a good thing too for the kids. They can learn new things. You don't have to be a big, huge geologist or rock hound to enjoy the beautiful things that come out of the earth. Nature's Artistry is the name of our show this year, so we can display the beautiful things that are in the earth all around us up here in the mountains. A lot of it's from right around here, and it's a fun, fun hobby for children. It's something they can do wherever they go, and they find a pretty rock. So it's all kinds of fun things. And we've kept it free so our families in Colville and all this area around here can bring their children and have a good time without having to mortgage their home, you know. It's going to be March 8th and 9th. At the fairgrounds, Colville Ag and Trade Center, and it's going to be on the 8th, 9 to 6, and then Saturday, 9 to 5. Our admission is free. It's going to be 2 days. Last year, we had people bringing their families both Friday and Saturday. They really enjoyed it so much. We're just looking forward to a good time.
All right. It's, if you have never been, you might want to be there. It's really, you're going to find out a lot about our area, the minerals, the rocks, the things that are around here. We have a wide variety. They'll be there Friday and Saturday. Service or repair your lawn and garden equipment now. Don't make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. You know, some shops take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, and weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental 380 South Main for fast, honest service. You can call them 509-684-1522 if you've got any questions. One person died, another injured. An avalanche Friday afternoon. This in the Pack River, Hunt Lake areas over in North Idaho. The Boundary County Sheriff's Office says Lance Gidley, age 54, from Sandpoint, he died Friday afternoon when his snowmobile was caught in an avalanche in Boundary County. Ended up under about 4 feet of snow. Took search and rescue teams about 9 hours to recover the remains. The west side of the state, they're going to be paying more to heat their homes. The state legislature handing Washington's largest private utility a big gift. Tracy Ellis has more on that.
The state Senate passed a bill to allow Puget Sound Energy to start the process of eliminating natural gas service. Every Republican voted against it. Senators Drew McEwen and Chris Gildon say it will cause utility rates to skyrocket.
We're looking at rates that have already been proposed before this bill that increase utility rates north of 20%. This bill will add increases.
The cost of electricity is going to go up 37% as soon as this bill passes.
The legislation provides a path forward for foreign-owned PSE to eventually shift the cost of expensive Democrat climate policies to the ratepayers. Senators Ron Mazzal, Shelley Short, and Perry Dozier.
When I look at the off-ramp that this bill provides, I can't see anything but corporate welfare.
Why do we single out in this legislation to give one company a way to do it differently?
All of their customers are captive energy users. They don't have a choice.
A natural gas ban would force property owners to pay tens of thousands of dollars per house to convert from gas to electricity. Senator Jeff Wilson says it won't only impact homeowners.
Once the landlord has to make these conversions, what do you think the costs are going to do to the renter?
The bill already passed once in the House of Representatives, but it was changed in the Senate, so it now heads back to the House. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.
Hey, quick reminder again, the Lake Roosevelt Walleye Club, they're having a special speaker at their meeting coming up. And they'd like a lot of fishermen, all the anglers, to join them March the 12th. That'll be at the Kettle Falls Gun Club, 6 in the evening. Ken House, longtime, very successful competitor in the Washington State Governor's Cup Walleye Tournament. He's going to be talking about walleye fishing in Lake Roosevelt. You come learn how to be more successful at reeling in the walleyes. That coming up on March the 12th. That's a Tuesday evening.
What could be more fun than seeing some of your favorite Brothers Grimm fairy tales collide with the music of Stephen Sondheim? Seeing it all happen at the Woodland Theater stage in the fantastical musical, Into the Woods. Shows will be the first 3 weekends in March. Opening night is March 1st, and all seats are only $10. Then, tickets for adults, $15. Seniors and students, $12. Tickets are on sale now at TIX.com, or you can pick them up at the Colville Chamber of Commerce. And, if available, at the Woodland Theater before the showing of Into the Woods. See you at the theater.
All right. It is a lofty goal, but the blood drive coming up tomorrow here in Colville, they would like to have 110 people donate blood. That's a lot of people. See how they do. It's tomorrow, 11:15 in the morning till 4:45 in the afternoon. Blood drive in Colville at the Ag Trade Center, 411 West Astor. They come up to Colville about every other month, and lately they've been here a lot. We're up at the high school. They had the mobile van over at Super One. Well, this one is at the Ag Trade Center tomorrow, 11:15 to 4:45. It is Blood Drive Day. Just about Easter. We've got a good, you know, we've got a ways off yet. But another big event down at the Northeast Washington Fairgrounds. Yeah, we know Easter's a big event there.
Hi, this is Lori Matlock at the Northeast Washington Fairgrounds. With Easter fast approaching, we have our Easter egg hunt scheduled for the 30th of March, starting at 10 o'clock sharp. Anybody that would like to help stuff eggs can get a hold of me through social media or 684-2585. If you would like to make a donation towards the candy for 25,000 eggs, that would be most welcome, and you can send those donations to Post Office Box 282 in Colville, or drop them underneath my office door here at the fairgrounds. That would be awesome. Out of the 25,000 eggs that we have, the Colville Elks is a huge supporter in this, and they always take 5,000 or 6,000 eggs and take them to the club and have a night where they stuff them. And I have other people that take their eggs and stuff them in the classroom or at the nursing homes, or they get together with friends. It's really kind of fun once you get into it. So just give me a holler, let me know. And we're always looking for people that want to help put out the eggs on that Saturday morning. We start about 8 o'clock, and then we let the kiddos in at 10. I'll give you a little more update on that when it gets a little closer. But we are tickled to bring you another Easter egg hunt.
Oh, boy. If you haven't been there and you go down, you ought to be there early, because when the time comes, 10 a.m. sharp, and they mean right at 10 a.m., it takes no time at all. The kids out there gathering those eggs. So the Elks, if you are an Elk member, they, of course, always can use your help in stuffing the eggs and the candy and that. And a lot of Easter eggs go out down at the fairgrounds coming up the 30th.
Colville Tire and Auto Repair wants everyone to know that they're now offering full service for trailers, including brake adjustments for both hydraulic and electric brakes, wheel bearing repacking, and of course, a full selection of tires and wheels. Stop in and check out the selection and prices at Colville Tire and Auto Repair, where your safety matters. Just stop in, Colville Tire and Auto Repair, located by the Northside Roundabout, or give them a call at 684-4551 for Colville Tire and Auto Repair.
You know, you always think that New York City and housing in New York is really expensive. Well, it is. But New York isn't anywhere near the top of the list anymore. Things have really changed over the past 4 years when it comes to buying a home. Household income. If you want to buy a home in Seattle, since 2020, your income would have to have increased 80%. Soaring home prices, high interest rates, low salary increases, been a real problem over in the Seattle area. Zillow, they do a lot of, you know, house pricing and that. They say a Seattle family has to make $213,984 a year to afford a home in Seattle. the kind of the shocker is this figure is higher than New York. You can buy a house if you make $213,615 in New York. But that isn't the most expensive. Most expensive in the country, if you want to buy a house in San Jose, $454,000 a year is what you need to make. San Francisco, $339,000. Los Angeles, $279,000. San Diego, $273,000. So that's where you're at. If you want to move over to the West Side, live in Seattle, you better be making some dollars. Family has to make $213,000 plus a year to be able to afford a home in Seattle.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd. Or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
Hey, not only is housing expensive, if you want to drive over in the Seattle area, that is getting even more expensive. March the 1st, last Friday, marked the first day of the new toll rates on State Route 167 and Interstate 405 there in the Seattle area. The minimum rate went to $1 a trip on both on each of those roads. That's, you know, middle of the night or when there's hardly no traffic. But the maximum rate is $15. The rate that you get charged if you want to drive either of those roads, 405 or 167, it is based on the number of vehicles on the roadway. So Friday, the rate got to $11.75 on the northbound State Route 167 out of Auburn. On 405 South out of Linwood, the toll was $12.25. And then the toll reached the new maximum, $15. On State Route 167 during the commute late Friday. So this is a new algorithm that the state, we love those things, the state has put into effect, effective last Friday, the first day that this algorithm was in use. State Transportation Commission raised the toll rates, they say, to improve travel times and speeds on both 167 and 405. They say they are not getting the 45 mile per hour travel times 90% of the time that is desired. So you want to live over on the West Side? Good luck. Not only is it really expensive to have a house, but the state's going to ding you if you want to drive on the roads.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a leader in the forest products industry, is now offering a free forest health checkup. If you have 10 or more acres of timberland, Vaughan Brothers Lumber can help you determine if your family's forest is healthy and fire resilient. Schedule your free forest evaluation today by calling Vaughan Brothers Lumber at 684-5071. Vaughan Brothers Lumber, adding value to the forest for people, products, and the environment.
And if you are a Washington State Cougar basketball fan, this is enough to make you go drinking. Two games in a row, Jalen Wells matched a career-high 27 points, including 11 in the final 7.5 minutes. 19th-ranked Washington State, they beat UCLA 77-65, but Yeah, Cougars were 12 down to USC right until the final couple minutes, and they ended up getting the win. Cougars rallied from a 13-point deficit against UCLA. Second double-digit comeback in just 3 days. Cougars stay a half game behind first-place Arizona in the Pac-12 race. 23 wins, first time since 2007, 14th victory in the conference. That equals the school record. They could set a new Renton school record this week when they play the Huskies. Washington State ended the game on a 22-7 point run. Miles Rice, 18 points for the Cougars. Cougars, highest ranking in the AP Top 25 poll since February 2008. One game left in regular play. 14th of March, Thursday. Be the first Pac-12 game in the tournament down in Vegas for the Cougars. Cedric Coward had 23 points. Lone Watts had 6 of his 21 in overtime. Eastern Washington, they rallied to a 108-104 victory over Montana State. Eastern, a Big Sky record now, 14 wins, 3 losses. 23rd-ranked Gonzaga, they bolstered their NC2A tournament hopes. They handed number 17-ranked St. Mary's their first conference loss, 70-57. The Bulldogs have won 8 straight games since losing at home to the Gales back February the 3rd. Hey, before we look at the weather, because I'll tell you, this weather has been really crazy. I got home midnight Saturday. I knew I had turned the thermostat down, but I knew I hadn't turned it down that cold, that far. I get home midnight. Yeah, my power's out again. Thank you, Avista. 46 degrees in the house. Light up a fire. That doesn't, you know, the wood stove doesn't heat a 46-degree house very quickly. Call Avista, and 6 in the morning, they got the power on. That was a cold night, cold and dark. It's getting to be regular, though. They got to figure out what's going on with a transformer on a pole next property over. But, yeah. No power again. Look at the weather forecast brought to you by Flowner Electric. They're at 423 West 1st here in Colville. Flowner Electric offers a full range of services, residential, commercial, remodels, new construction. Flowner, they've got electrical materials for sale to the general public. Give Flowner a call, 509-684-8353. Still might get a little more snow. That's what the Weather Service says till around midday, noon, 1 o'clock. A high temperature today of 38. Might get a little more snow, less than a half inch, though, tonight. Mainly like around midnight or so. Gonna be cold. They are predicting 16 for an overnight low. Mostly sunny. 38 tomorrow. 14 for a low. 39 sunshine Wednesday. Still down to 16. By Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're back to rain and snow in the forecast. Flowner Electric, your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs, serving the entire Tri-County area since 1992. Call them 509-684-8353. That's Flowner Electric. No wind in the valley. We've got that very wet snow out there. Remember, late start up at the Onion Creek schools. Drive carefully this morning. The barometer down. And we are right at the freezing mark at the radio station. 32 degrees at KCVL KCRK. 7:35 on a Monday.